public demand new talent. And on our show, you supply it, too. The whole idea is anybody with ability has a chance to show that ability on our program. You see or hear somebody you think has everything except a chance to be heard, you let me know about it. We'll take your performer, and if he's as good as you think, if he's a singer, we'll build him a special arrangement for his music, give him a setting exactly the same as they do on the big-time shows. No matter what he does, we'll see to it that it's shown off to its very best advantage. That's our part of the job. Your part is to find the talent for us. And now let's meet a talent scout who did. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Joseph DeMay. DeMay. Good evening, sir. That's a sort of an odd name. Is it foreign?
Yes, Mr. Godfrey. It's Spanish. Hablo español.
Oh, sí.
Oh, muy bien. Muy bien, señor. Estudia español en escuela?
Oh, sí.
Bueno. ¿Cómo está usted esta noche? Espero que se encuentre bien.
Sí. I bet you run out of words before I do. What line of work are you in, Mr. May?
I'm an exporter, Mr. Godfrey.
What do you export?
Well, general merchandise to South America mostly. I can't understand why they're not buying much lately.
They're just getting even because of what Americans did to the Roomba. How does this export business work, Mr. DeMay?
Well, somebody, let's say in Brazil, decides he wants to buy some Grand Rapids furniture. He orders it from me. I buy it and ship it down to him.
Uh-huh. And then an American tourist goes down to South America, sees it, likes it, buys it, and drags it back up here again. I did that once in Constantinople. I bought a beautiful cigarette case, gold thing with a mosque on it, you know, and I brought it back here. I gave it to a lovely girl. She opened it up, and it says inside, Made in Brooklyn. What about the talent you brought tonight?
Well, Mr. Godfrey, I met a group of Latin American singers some time ago at a house party. And recently, I ran into Alfredo Hill, one of the trio, and I told him about your show. And I asked him how he'd like to appear on it.
And apparently, he said he'd like to come, and that's grand. I guess it's time we heard from him. Thank you, Mr. DeMay. Here, ladies and gentlemen, are Los Panchos.
Chio, canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trinar, se acerca el alba y la noche ya se va. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trinar, se acerca el alba y la noche ya se va. Ay, 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 ay. Canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones.
Hey. If your heart calls bum, pity bum,
love.
If you are cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees goes knock, it is knock,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat goes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
Con tus gorjeos, con tus trinar, se acerca el alba y la noche. Con tu trinar, se acerca el alba y la noche ya se va.
So that was, or those were, Los Panchos. I sure wish I could get one of those shirts. You ought to see those shirts, the most beautiful embroidered silk things, you know. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Would that go good with my hair?
Now we have another talent scout here, and how do you do?
How do you do?
Good to see you. What's your name, Mrs. Bruce?
Mrs. Bruce.
Mrs. Sally Bruce.
That's right.
Tell me who you brought with you tonight. Where do you come from?
Freeport.
Freeport, huh? Who'd you bring with you, Mrs. Bruce?
My son.
I have to get right on. Your son. What's your son do?
He's a comedian.
A comedian. What's his name?
Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce. What's his professional background?
His professional background? Well, when he came out of the Navy, he worked a lot of theaters and nightclubs throughout the coast. And more recently, he was at the Crossroads nightclub in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes. What kind of comedy does he do?
Oh, impersonations, mimicry.
Oh, wonderful. And what's his name?
Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce. Let's bring him on. Thank you, Mrs. Bruce.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to see that television is coming in so strong in vaudeville. You know, the actors I get the biggest kick out of are the impersonators. I love them when they come out and say, "All right, George, I want you to stay up the north side. You stay up the south side. You stay up the west side. You stay up the north side, you stay up the east side. I'm glad there's no more sides." Or they go, "Please, get out of here. I hate you. And besides that, I don't like you." Then the feminine characters.
Rally, mother. Oh, kiss me, Gregory. Kiss me, Gregory. Oh, Gregory, how you can peck.
But you know, I don't know if you people realize it or not, but we're not the only country that have impersonators. While I was in the Navy, I spent about 2.5 years overseas. And some of that time was spent in Bavaria. In the evenings, if we didn't have anything to do, there was a little Bavarian vaudeville house. And the act that I got the biggest kick out of was the Bavarian mimic. This is how we stop the music. Just came back from Hollywood, California. Made stay pictures. One to stay and one to stay. Das ist die Frau mit dem fliegen Poison Poisonation. Das ist die Fliege mit dem Gangster, mit dem Haugen Cagney. All right, Jocko, das ist die Fliege mit dem Fragen. Du die Frage? Das ist die Fliege mit dem Fragen. Das ist die Frage mit dem Schwieger. Das ist die Frage mit Lippenstee. Das ist der Flieger mit Monsterman, mit alles Hollywooden. This is the man mit dem Peter Lorre. Please, das ist Frauge, mein Schwiegenshaugen. Das ist der Krieger mit dem Haugen, der Mann mit dem Haugen des Schwiegen. Right? Das ist der Frauge mit den Pyramids. Das ist der Flieger mit Feminine, mit alles Hollywooden. Das ist der Kluge mit dem Betty Davis. Philipp, Frauge, the letter. Das ist Frauge. Frauge. Puh, you're laughing. Frauge Morgan, a fat lip. Das ist der Klüger mit Old Man mit alles Hollywooden. This is the man mit dem Kluger mit alles in Frauen Barry Fitzgerald.
Das ist Kluge mit Friedensschmerz.
Now, das ist der Mann mit Badmann mit Dallas Hollywooden. Das ist der Frege mit dem Schmiggi, Schmiggi, Schmiggi. Das ist der Mann mit dem Vogel, mit dem Humpfen Bogart. All right, Rege, grab die Schmäge. Bring mit singen und bouncing Frankie Lane. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, nicht mein. Das Gregor drab die Schmäge. Das Blügen, Maus und Fein. Das ist die Flüge.
Bruce. I have here a piece of script from the client. Think we ought to read it? It starts out, "Hey, Archie, better give me some music. You got some nice soft music on the piano? This is a poem." Oh, yes. Oh, that's delightful. In olden days, each housewife had a pot. of soup. Upon the stove, 'twas ever hot. But modern dames are always out a lot. They have no time to fiddle with a pot. Still, their soup is mighty good. They're not so dopey, for they get it from a Lipton envelope. I heard somebody applaud. You blown the agency? Well, translated, these wonderful words from these envelopes mean that Lipton noodle soup and Lipton tomato vegetable soup is the doggonest soup you ever had in your life. Do you ever see it in the boxes? Let me put one up here where you can see it. That's the Lipton noodle soup. A chicken once sat in a nest near the pot. It has a decided chickeny flavor. In fact, it's a delightful flavor, really. And this one, and as a matter of fact, I think there's some chicken in it. One moment, I will have a look. No chicken been in here. But it's full of noodles. And this is the other one. This is the new one, the Lipton tomato vegetable soup with noodles. You know, for long years, people tried to make a concentrated vegetable soup, and it was very pew. Very pew soup. And there's nothing worse than a bowl of pew soup. But the Lipton folks came up with many years of research and stuff and really found a way to do this. When you open this thing up, it looks like one of those old Christmas surprise packages, you know, that somebody stepped on. It is amazing what's in there. Little noodles, little pieces of green, little pieces of tomato, little pieces of I don't know what, see? But when you put this in you add this to a pot of boiling water and cook it 10 minutes, and I guarantee, oh, yeah, don't forget a little piece of butter. Yeah. Just a little piece of butter, you know, about half as much as you use on your butter plate to add to this. And, oh, boy, it's good soup. Lipton tomato vegetable soup with noodles. Or if you like chicken soup, try this. And it's very good. That's the Lipton Continental Noodle Soup. It's made by the same people who make the Lipton tea, and it's just as good. Now, let me see. Who else have we got for us here? The next talent scout would be Helen Dern, huh? Hello there, you pretty thing. How are you? Are you married?
No, I'm single.
You're single, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can we do about that?
Well, have you got any ideas?
I have. I have plenty of ideas, but my wife won't let me. That is some hat, isn't it?
Really?
That is a delightful hat. What kind of bird was that?
I'm not sure. It would fit in one of those boxes, though.
No. Turn around. Let me see this side. No, this way. This one. See, isn't that beautiful, huh? I know where that came from.
Oh, I bet you don't.
Yes, I do. It's one of those pigeons that hangs around the Lexington Hotel. No, but it's very pretty, really.
Well,
what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a manufacturer's representative in Washington.
You're
I represent companies from other cities, but I work in Washington.
A 5 percenter, huh?
25.
So what kind of companies do you represent?
Oh, I have industrial companies, industrial alcohol, and construction, steel fabricators.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a nice job?
A lot of fun.
Lots of money?
Well, yes and no. There's never enough.
Well, who'd you bring for us?
Oh, I brought Florian Zabach.
Florian Zabach. I know him, the violinist at the Mayflower Hotel.
That's right.
Yeah, is that where you saw him?
That's right. That's where I saw him.
Oh, wonderful. What do you know about him? Where did he get his education?
Well, he was born in Chicago, and he played his first violin concert when he was 9 years old in Chicago. And he studied at the Chicago Conservatory of Music and then in Prague. And he's...
Where?
In Prague.
In Prague, uh-huh.
And he's done solo acts with symphonic orchestras in Europe and in the country.
He can really play that thing.
Oh,
hey, let's bring him out
can.
And see what the folks think of him, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much, Helen.
Thank
You're a
you.
Sweetheart and a good sport. Let's have him out here. Florian Zabach. C-A-B-A-C-H. Now, let's see. Let's get the next talent scout here in a hurry. Gosh, the time is flying tonight. Hello there.
Mr. Joseph Hahn. Good evening, Mr. Hahn.
How do you do, Mr. Godfrey?
May I ask what line of work you're into?
I'm interior decorator.
Oh, a bartender, huh?
No. No, I fix interiors to give them more color, more warmth.
So you're a bartender. but I know what you mean. Excuse me. Do you live in an apartment, Mr. Hahn?
Oh, yes. Incidentally, because of my apartment, it was because of my apartment that I became a talent scout.
Anybody that has an apartment these days ain't a talent scout. He's a magician. Yeah. But exactly what do you mean?
Well, my wife and I heard a pianist in our building, and we think he's the finest we've heard anywhere. We got acquainted with him, and his name is Jose Melet.
Jose? J-O-S-E?
Yes, sir. In Spanish, the J is pronounced like an H.
I know, I was hust-hoking. Is Senor Meli Spanish?
Cuban, and he's very good.
Oh, we'll find out right now. Thanks a lot, Mr. Hahn, for bringing him up to us. This is the gentleman, Senor Melis, who's going to do Yankee Doodle for us, ladies and gentlemen, as three or four of the world-famous composers might have written it. For example, first of all, Yankee Doodle as written by Debussy. Mozart.
Sergei Rachmaninoff. That version that I taught you this morning. Come on over here, sir. Good to see you. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Arthur.
Where you come from?
I come from Bangor, Maine, Arthur.
Bangor, Maine, huh? What do you do up there?
I manufacture a cigar up at Bangor.
Is that so? What's the name of it?
It's the BCM cigar.
The BCM?
That's right.
What do the initials stand for?
Best cigar made.
Heaven's sake. Who did you bring with you?
I brought Paul Gill from Portland, Maine.
Paul Gill, what's he do?
Well, he's a disc jockey from one of the stations back home.
Oh, yes. What's the station?
WCSH in Portland.
WCSH in Portland, huh? And what's he going to do for us?
Well, you see, Paul has been listening to radio for a long time, and he can do the voice of practically everybody on the air, including yourself.
And he imitates me?
That's right.
Two Godfreys on this program?
That's true.
This theater could be emptied in 3 seconds flat, you know. Well, let's get him on out here, Mr. Young. Thanks very, very much. The Lipton Spotlight shines on Paul Gill.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I come down here from Maine. Thought I'd like to take a little tour of the studios at CBS, and I didn't know what you'd like to come along with me. And who has any better... Who's fitted any better to show us around than, well, listen.
Having you to talk with. Well, hello, hello, hello. So you want to take a little tour around some of our studios, do you? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get going. Look, this studio right over here is a couple of old friends of yours.
Andy, wake up, will you, Andy? Come on, we've got an awful lot of rehearsing here to do.
Yeah, I know this. Boy, I sure is exhausted, Peter. Oh, me.
Well, come on, take this hot cup of Lipton tea. That'll give you a good pickup.
Yeah, that's the ticket, all right. You know, that Godfrey fella maybe ain't so good at singing, but he sure has got something here in this Lipton's tea, yeah.
Yeah, I hope my sponsor was listening that time. Well, let's see. Let's stop in the shortwave department here. And, it says a speech by Winston Churchill coming through.
During my last visit to America, I stopped off in Boston. I never saw so much traffic in all my life.